Martin Bester.
So, time for us to catch up with Tony. Who's Tony?
It's Tones and I.
How are you?
Hi.
Welcome to the show, Tones and I.
Yay.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I don't have those moves. Sorry.
Neither do I.
No, you do. Listen, so love from South Africa, and congratulations on all your incredible successes. Just quickly take me back. How does it happen? Is there a phone call that comes through and says, listen, your song, Dance Monkey, is a huge hit? I mean, take me back to that moment. Is there a moment?
No, there's actually not a moment, which is the thing that it makes it so hard to pinpoint. Is more so like what happened to me was there was a guy that I was living in his bush cabin on the weekends that he had up in the bush, which was just a random cabin, just to write music. And then I lived in my car during the week and then went down to this town and busted all week. And then pretty much what happened was it was 6 months ago and I said to him, I'll see you in a few days. And I haven't been back since. And I think that's kind of what happened.
Did you at least call him?
Yeah, it was like, I'm just going to go quickly play a show in Melbourne. All of a sudden, my songs are doing good enough in Australia that I can sell out like 100 tickets. And then after I did that, I went on an Australia tour. And then after that tour, they were like, you got to quickly go over to somewhere else and then somewhere else. And now I've never been back to that bush cabin. And I really want to go and pick up a pair of my shoes that I left there.
I'm sure you can buy a new pair.
Yeah.
Or 100. Right about now. What's the guy's name?
Michael.
Okay, well, listen, you must send pictures when you go back to Michael. And just say nothing.
Okay.
Just say, hey, remember me, and then just pick up your shoes and then just leave again.
I wrote Dance Monkey in the wardrobe of that cabin, so he called me the other day and said, if you're going to come back up here soon, which I think I'm going to go back up there finally because I have some time off, can you write the lyrics and sign the inside of the wardrobe? And I'm like, yes, of course.
That is so freaking cool. I love that. Good on you, Michael. But yeah, congratulations. Just absolutely incredible. I mean, obviously your life has changed since the bush cabin. Do you still do normal things?
Yeah, like this morning I woke up and went to the bathroom. And then I ate breakfast and then I wrote a song today. Played some basketball. Went to the grocery store. So yeah, pretty normal.
Okay, that's all good. Well, the lockdown, let's just quickly go to the lockdown. I mean, it's the one thing, strangely enough, that we all have in common now. It doesn't matter whether you're Australian, American, South African, or Europe, you know, it doesn't matter. How was the lockdown for you, and who were you locked down with?
The lockdown was a shock, but it is for everyone, so that's quite, you know, normal for everyone to feel that. But for me personally, I was locked down with my best friends because my two best friends, they came on tour with me, and we were actually at the start of the world tour. We were in Amsterdam and we had to quickly fly back to Australia. And then we ended up being locked down all together, and we still are kind of because we've only just been allowed out again. So it's been pretty fun. We've actually been having some good times. And yeah, so it's good. We haven't had any fights or dramas. We've just been chilling and laughing a lot and just trying to keep momentum up and be fun and optimistic and all that.
Are you ever planning on coming to South Africa?
Yes, absolutely. I actually was planning, but I was talking to my manager about coming to South Africa. Do you know, I think that South Africa was one of the first places to ever, around the world, to connect Dance Monkey to radio and to go gold initially. Do you know that?
Yeah, absolutely. The song broke out pretty early, and we played it literally to death. We're still playing it, and also other singles that you're sending us. So that's good. In actual fact, I wanted to tell you this, and I'm going to ask your manager to share it with you. We did an outside broadcast at a school recently, and on the pavilion there were like thousands of kids, and we played Dance Monkey on air, and they could hear it on the PA system, and it was such an incredible moment. Watching each and every child sing along and jump up. I'm going to send you that. That's how crazy people are about you and that song here in South Africa. And I'm sure you can experience that when you come here.
Oh my God, that's amazing. I haven't seen that. I want to see it.
I'm definitely going to send it to your people right now. Have a look at it. It gives me goosebumps thinking about it. It was such a special morning. They went wild. It was an incredible moment. Really, really. Morning. I mean, those kids at Law School Hills Park.
Yeah.
Went wild. we'll definitely send this on to Tony. I'm going to play a little game called This or That, right? Who's going first?
Yeah, I'll go first. Instagram or Twitter?
Instagram.
Good choice.
Okay, so you're an Aussie and you guys are relatively close to the Kiwis, but if you had to choose between New Zealand and South Africa...
Tough question to ask me, because I would say, I've always said that New Zealanders are like the nicest people ever, but I've been there, so that's not really fair for you guys, is it?
No.
No, so the answer is then South Africa,
South Africa.
Obviously.
Yay!
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 Red or white wine?
Red.
Okay. Post Malone or Billie Eilish?
Oh, they're both very talented, but I gotta go Postie for sure.
Okay, okay.
I don't know if you saw, Tony, but we won the Rugby World Cup end of last year. and we have this phenomenal, inspirational rugby captain around here. His name's Siya Kolisi. Siya Kolisi or Michael Hooper?
Siya Kolisi.
This is a big one. This is the difference between us becoming great friends and never seeing each other again. Are you ready for it?
Flights or canoe? Yeah, I know.
Joe Exotic or Carol Baskin?
Joe Exotic.
And even she's like, no, no.
Listen, We had a what's that? Oh, there's Tiger King in the background. Joe Exotic. Who's that? Who's that?
That's Abby. She looks like Carol Baskin. We all call her Carol.
Okay, but she looks like Carol Baskin, but she's dressing like Joe Exotic. Tell her from us.
I know, because she's a fence sitter.
Listen, before we let you go, and just on a serious note very quickly, in South Africa, a trending topic at the moment, and it's been for a while, is gender-based violence, is the way that men treat women. It should be a talk topic around the world. In fact, it has been. But it's very much topical here in South Africa. And I just wanted you to give your thoughts on that we can share with the men here, the women here, the youth of South Africa. Do you ever spend any time thinking about it and possibly thinking how the world can change to make that better?
It's tough because I've had experiences like that in my own life. But I think that, you know, the hardest thing is to really talk about it to the men.
Mm.
It's really tough for me. I didn't expect that. And honestly, I think that the only thing I could really talk to is the women and to say that, you know, there's never an excuse for it. There's never a reason to accept it, and there's no way in heaven or earth that you should find a reason or an excuse to stay with someone that's physically violent or even, you know, verbally violent towards you. The reason you partner up with someone is to be there to protect and support each other as equals. And if someone isn't giving you that support, that protection, that love and that care that you deserve, move on and find someone that will, and always speak up about it, because once you do, it becomes way less of a burden as a huge issue and turns into something that you can move forward past from.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm glad I asked. Listen, it's very nice to catch up with you. When you come to South Africa, I promise you, we are going to show you the best time ever.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you that. You need to come here soon. Look after yourself. Keep bringing the tunes. We keep playing them. And all the best. Good to catch up with you, Tony.
Thank you, guys. Have a great night or day or morning, evening.
Bye. Morning. Bye.
Bye, guys. Wake up,
wake up. With Martin Visser on Breakfast. Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.